universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This week, once again, is the celebration of the holiday, Thanksgiving. Did you know that Abraham Lincoln was the first one to suggest this? And he did so in 1863, right during the middle of the Civil War. It took bloodshed and fighting and death for people to pause and say, we need to thank God. It was Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1943 who made it officially a national holiday. Again, in the middle of a war, as fighting was going on, bloodshed and death. Isn't it odd that we as human beings need tragedies to make us pause and realize there is God? Hold that thought for a second. I read this story. I thought it was an interesting one. This lady was driving along, and I don't know exactly when this took place or where. This lady was driving along in the highway, and she noticed a truck real close behind her, so she sped up to try to get away. But the truck sped up and kept right up with her. She's getting a little nervous, so she got off the highway. Well, the truck got off the highway right behind her. Now she's getting really nervous, so she took a couple left turns and trying to shake it, and nope, right behind her. So she finally pulled into this gas station, jumped out of the car, and screamed, help, help! The truck driver jumped out of his truck, went immediately to the back of the car, to the back door, opened it up, and grabbed a man out from the back seat. You see, from his high vantage point in the truck behind her, he could see this man wielding a knife, ready to attack her. She didn't realize it. The truck driver was really trying to help her. I wonder if life is like both of these situations a lot. We need disasters and difficulty for us to shake loose to realize, to say, thanks, God. I also wonder if many times God is pursuing us, just like that truck driver, trying to help us, but we're pulling away from him. I know for myself that's many times the way. I looked in the Bible for verse on thanks, and I read a lot of them. Oh, the Bible is covered with them, and if I wanted to give just a verse after verse after verse, I could. It's there. We really should be thanking God, not just one day, not just every day, but actually all the time. I narrowed down onto Psalm 118, verse 1, probably because it's so simple, and you can walk away with this in your heart. It's so easy, you can memorize it. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Three little phrases. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. It's a statement, it's a command, it's a recommendation, it's a plea. The Lord is good. That's the second one. It's a statement of who he is. And then the third one. And his mercy endures forever. It's not just a statement of who he is, but then what he does for you and for me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Some translations say his steadfast love endures forever, another phrase for mercy. I would welcome hearing from you. Tell me some of the reasons you are thankful this week, today, or whenever, to the Lord. I'll pause and say, I am thankful for this ministry and that I get to share and talk to you. Not only that, but that you communicate back to me and that we are a help for one another. God is good. He's used my blindness to help you. He's used your blindness or other disabilities. Or if you're just a regular old Joe who's picked up the podcast, he's using you too. I give thanks to that, to God for that. Because he's good. His mercy endures forever. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.Andrus at not-alone.net.